Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, the podcast where we help you redefine the word fit so you can stop quantifying and start living. I'm your non-diet dietitian, personal trainer, and host, Katie. Join me each week for solo episodes and expert interviews where self-care meets science. Whether you're a group fitness front row diva or just starting out on your wellness journey, whether you choose oat milk or full fat in your latte, all foods, all backgrounds, and all bodies are welcome here as you embark on your non-diet journey. Welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour, the show where we help you redefine the word fit and unravel the complexities surrounding body image, nutrition, fitness, and more. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host, Katie, and today's topic is one that often gets thrown around, but may not be fully understood. What does body image actually mean? I recently had a baby and I was getting back into exercise and I was just feeling so weak. Like that was the word, the narrative in my head. And I want to put a disclaimer on this. Like I have done the work, obviously, or I wouldn't be in this work, to where numbers are very neutral. Like I can step on the scale at the doctor's office. It makes no difference to me. Like numbers are just there. It's very neutral, triggers no emotion. I cannot say the same years ago. Anyways, I decided to do an in-body scan. And if you're not familiar with that, it's essentially a tool that measures the amount of muscle tissue compared to body fat and water in your body. And I wanted to just see, I was curious, how much muscle mass did I lose during pregnancy and postpartum, because I was feeling so weak. And what's crazy is that muscle mass, my body composition, was the exact same as it was pre-baby. But my perception, what I felt, what I believed about my body, how I felt about my body in the moment was so incredibly different. Maybe you bought a new outfit, you went to work, you nailed your presentation, you felt so confident, but then you saw your coworker in a pencil skirt or in a crop top, wherever, I don't know what kind of office you work at, but maybe you caught a glimpse of your chin in the mirror and suddenly you feel terrible about yourself. Today, we're going to break down what does body image actually mean and give you some action steps to improving yours. The clinical definition of body image is the way we feel and perceive our body, the functionality, how it looks, how it feels. It's the way in which we experience the body that we have, our thoughts, our feelings, our perceptions, our actions, and how a person feels in that body. It's really the combination of those thoughts, of the feelings that you have about your body as a result of your self-perception. Now, your body image may range between positive and negative experiences, and you might even feel a spectrum of these emotions in one day or even all at once. So what actually impacts the perception of our bodies? Why is this the way it is? It's often influenced by what we see in the media, as well as the societal standards around us, especially depending on geography and where you live. And that can be different, you know, state to state. In here in the US, but definitely country to country. But I think there's definitely an overall societal standard worldwide. Research actually indicates that exposure to these unrealistic beauty standards in the media can significantly impact body image. According to a study by the National Eating Disorder Association, 70% of women and girls reported feeling pressure to conform to media-defined beauty standards. I think most people know that, okay, wow, when I look at social media, I feel negatively about myself. Or when I watched the Victoria's Secret Angels fashion show in 2010, like, maybe that really messed up my thinking. Me thinking that it was normal to have six-packed abs and be 6 foot tall with flawless skin and no dimples or freckles. From my 6 years of experience as a dietitian in private practice, an area that I see is really underestimated is how much our individual experiences play a pivotal role in our body image. A survey was conducted by Body Image Australia found that over 80% of respondents reported that their body image was influenced by experiences during specifically their formative years, so as a child. I think back to a client who I worked with. She remembers not being allowed to wear a bikini as a 10-year-old, but her sister could, and how she's never worn a bikini ever since because of that experience and how it impacted the way that she viewed her body. Even though no one has ever, she couldn't recall any comments made to her directly, it was the way that she observed what others said or what they didn't say that influenced how she perceived her body. Now we've been working together and she wears whatever the heck she wants, but it was a very eye-opening experience digging into her own experiences just around living in her body. You have a body, therefore you have a body story. And every day that you have experiences that impact your self-perception, they impact the image of you, of yourself. You're probably wondering, well, what do I do if I have a negative body image? But I first want to identify the difference between body positivity and body neutrality. Body positivity originated from the fat acceptance movement way back in the 1960s. It's nothing new. Body positivity is a cultural and individual movement focused on celebrating and accepting all body types. Body positivity really challenges the societal beauty standards. It encourages self-love. And it fosters inclusivity across diverse body shapes, sizes, abilities, genders, ethnicities. And the emphasis with body positivity is on embracing diversity, rejecting body shaming, and promoting confident and positive self-talk. Now, body neutrality has been emerging as a response to the intense focus on body appearance. Body neutrality encourages individuals to shift the emphasis from actively loving or hating their bodies to adopting a more neutral stance, as you could probably guess by the word neutrality. Body neutrality is rooted in acknowledging the body's functionality and experiences. It suggests, you know, appreciating the body for what it can do rather than solely for its appearance. This movement seeks to minimize value judgments, promote self-acceptance, and a recognition that, hey, my self-worth extends beyond physical appearances. Both of these concepts aim to foster a healthy relationship with your body by providing individuals with different frameworks for achieving that self-acceptance, which I think is what we're all really looking for. So body positivity, like loving my body, may feel out of reach. However, body neutrality might be something, and I see this a lot with clients, that feels way more doable. So I want to give you three steps to move towards body neutrality today. Step number one is see the dots. Don't connect them just yet. Do you remember the connect the dot puzzles like as a kid? At first, it's just a page full of dots, right? It means nothing. They're just dots on a page. But over time, you connect the dots and you see a picture. Think about body image the same way. Can I identify the thoughts? Can I identify the situations that trigger me to feel a certain way in my body? Can I even go further to identify the root of the thoughts? That's interesting. Get curious about those thoughts, but you don't have to do anything with them. Just bring them to the surface. Tip number two is adopt this belief. Adopt the belief, and you can simply just make a decision. Say to yourself, adopt the decision, believe it, that I don't have to love my body in order to respect it and to take care of it. While I don't have to love my body, I also don't have to hate it. I don't have to actively bash it or punish myself for my body. My body is not tied to my worth as a human. According to a study published in the International Journal of Behavioral Nutrition and Physical Activity, engaging in this positive self-talk, and I think even more importantly, the self-compassion, that was actually very much linked to improved body image. And yes, absolutely. If it's hard to do this, which for many listening, I'm sure it is, I've been there. Think about what is the opposite of the negative. So for example, I hate my legs. Okay, what's the opposite of that? My legs allow me to walk up the stairs. And my third and final tip for you today is to practice intuitive eating. Next week's episode, we'll dive deeper. So make sure you follow the show. Like us, subscribe on YouTube, follow, depending wherever you listen to podcasts. If it's on Apple Podcasts, you swipe up, click the follow button, and you will get these episodes downloaded to your phone or your device every single Monday, which no brainer. And I'm going to actually link to a study in the show notes, but there is evidence that shows greater practice of intuitive eating is associated with lower body image concern across the weight spectrum, meaning that it is possible to improve your body image now, regardless of your size. I see this all the time in practice. People think, when I'm smaller, then I'll be happier. Then I'll be successful. Then I will feel better about myself. And that's just not true. So why wait? Life is just too short. Do the work now. Remember that your body is uniquely yours. You are deserving of love and acceptance. And I just want to encourage you today to embrace the journey toward a healthier, more positive body image, because you're worth it. If you're not already following or subscribing, do that now. Leave us a 5-star review and let us know what you think. And even better, share the show. Sally sells seashells down by the seashore. Say that 10 times fast. Share this show with a friend who might need this as well. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.